Jai Baba, this is Meher Uzbe Bharucha speaking with my father on Silence.
Jai Baba. Okay, man, this is quite simple. All of heaven and beyond reposes in the womb of calm silence. Come, this is simple, sweetheart.
In short, not simple.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Everyone says, first, there was the word. When the creator created. So, we believe Om. Zoroastrians believe Ahun. Ahun. You know? So, first there was the word. I believe first there was silence. Then there was the word. Calm silence is as close to heaven, divinity, as we can get. And the best part of calm silence is that each one of us has it within us. We don't have to do anything about it. We don't have to do some great tapasya or penance or some kind of yogic exercise or some kind of a ritual. It is there. It is there in each one of us. Okay? Whenever we are tired, the best way to fill ourselves up with divine energy is to become calm and become silent within. Okay? Now, thoughts are always going to be there. Everyone has them. Nobody can win the battle with the mind. So you don't fight the mind. When a thought comes, you don't fight it. You don't encourage it. You just come back to silence within. You can focus on your breath if you want. Or you can just try and be as calm within. Thoughts will keep coming for a while. You don't fight, you don't encourage. You come back home, you come back home. Home is where silence is. Silence is our home, the calm silence. And in that calm silence, sweetheart, God is God, Guru reside. The more we are away from silence, the more we are going to be agitated, the more we are going to be unnecessarily active. Even Lord Krishna says that, don't overwork. Work, but don't overwork. If prayer is not going to get you to the point of calm silence, then there is something wrong in the way you're praying. Then you're just praying as a duty, as a formality. I have to say these prayers. Now pray. Okay? So sometimes we tell people, stop praying, please. Just sit quietly. Just go within. Just become one with your breath. Now remember, silence is not always good, sweetheart. There could be an angry silence.
There could be a disappointing moment.
There could be a silence of disappointment. There could be a silence of hope being dashed to the ground. Now those are not anywhere close to silence. In fact, they are louder than most noises that are there. Because that is working within you, that is creating agitation and you are not addressing it.
So basically calm silence is
most people like think in their mind, and like you're thinking about a thought. So nonsense would be when you're not thinking about everything, you're completely blank.
Yes, you're. Or let's say you're cooking. You become one with what you are cooking. You cook out of love, knowing that your loved ones are going to eat this. It's called calm silence. You could be even talking, but when you come from that place of calmness, even your talk has the genesis, the roots from calm silence. Okay, sweetheart? When you reach a state of such calm silence, when you know that I have given my best to life and you have left the rest happily to your goddess, God Guru, that is the easiest way to live with calm silence. Okay, sweetheart? So whenever you seem agitated, you feel upset, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just go back to your breath. Go back and fill yourself up with calm silence. Because in that calm silence resides our goddess called me. Okay, my love? You got it? Okay. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.